Report, pro-immigration lawyers whine that Trump deportations apply to all illegals, including Irish. By Neil Monroe on May 6, 2025. President Donald Trump's administration is reportedly deporting illegal aliens from Ireland, says a lament from several immigration lawyers in the Irish Star News site. It's not happening just to Latinos, it's happening to the Irish and Italians, mourned a New York immigration lawyer, Brian O'Dwyer. Every country is being treated the same, Border Security Chief Kristi Noem told a House hearing on May 6. Many of the illegal migrants were being allowed to stay under the Deferred Action Mini-Amnesty, according to O'Dwyer. These are people that, in good faith, show up at the ICE office to comply with their obligations and boom. They literally put the cuffs on them and then put them into detention. And then make them wait in detention, for weeks until they get deported, of course, which is just awful. Mr. O'Dwyer estimates that there may be a minimum of 100 cases nationwide, although he suspects the actual number is significantly higher due to many individuals being too fearful to speak out publicly. It doesn't necessarily matter if you're being targeted or not, said Chicago-based Fiona McKenty, an Irish immigration attorney. ICE officials are raiding nightclubs and all these different types of places where you could easily be, so it just creates a lot of fear and uncertainty in the community across the board, she said. Some of those people have been sent away back to Ireland. Dan Dennehy, the current vice president of the Council for America-Ireland Relations, told the Irish Times, adding, "We feel maybe they were swept up in what was essentially a numbers exercise in that X number of people have to be apprehended. And there is no consideration given to the fact that they have been good people living in the United States all of these years." O'Dwyer suggested that 50,000 illegal migrants from Ireland are living in the United States. That is 0.3% of the roughly 15 million illegals some estimate to be in the United States, though many believe the actual figure to be closer to 50 million. The Irish government is trying to protect Irish illegals, and is also trying to create a new program to let some people in Ireland get multi-year work permits for white-collar jobs. That expansion program, however, has been repeatedly blocked since 2019. Ironically, the return of Irish migrants to Ireland comes as the Irish government is welcoming many mixed-skill migrants from the Middle East, India, and Africa. Roughly 1 in 4 residents of Ireland are now immigrants, forcing a massive spike in real estate prices, while also raising crime, damaging tourism, importing Islam, stagnating wages, impoverishing young families, and pushing many Irish graduates out of white-collar jobs. The resulting economic damage to ordinary Irish people has prompted a massive wave of protest against the pro-migration Irish economic and political establishment. The establishment, however, uses its media to downplay and skew coverage of the nation-changing issue.